This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Arthrexin. Active ingredient, S. Indomethacin. This leaflet provides important information about taking Arthrexin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Arthrexin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Arthrexin? Arthrexin contains the active ingredient indomethacin. Arthrexin belongs to a group of medicines called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAID. Arthrexin is taken to relieve pain and reduce inflammation, swelling, redness and soreness that may occur in the following conditions. Different types of arthritis including rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, gouty arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis and degenerative joint disease of the hip. Gout. Muscle and bone injuries such as sprains, strains, low back pain, lumbago, and tendinitis, such as tennis elbow. Pain and swelling after setting broken or dislocated bones. Menstrual cramps, period pain. Although Arthrexin can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. There is no evidence that it is addictive. What should I know before I take Arthrexin? Warnings. Do not take Arthrexin if you are allergic to any medicine containing indomethacin, aspirin, other NSAID medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Many medicines used to treat headache, period pain and other aches and pains contain aspirin or other NSAID medicines. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include asthma, shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. If you are allergic to aspirin or NSAID medicines and use Arthrexin, the above symptoms may be severe. If you are not sure if you are taking any of these medicines, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have an active peptic ulcer, i.e. stomach or duodenal ulcer, or have had peptic ulcers more than once before. You have severe heart failure. You have recently had heart bypass surgery. You have severe liver failure. You are vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. You are bleeding from the back passage, have black sticky bowel motions or bloody diarrhea. You experience asthma attacks, hives, or rash, or itching of the nose, throat, or eyes with aspirin or other NSAIDs. You are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. You are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Arthrexin if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. The safety of this medicine during pregnancy has not been established. Arthrexin may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. If it is necessary for you to take Arthrexin, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking it during pregnancy. Women considering pregnancy should not use Arthrexin unless advised by their doctor. Arthrexin may have a reversible inhibitory effect on fertility. Do not take Arthrexin if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. The active ingredient in Arthrexin passes into breast milk and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. Use in children. Arthrexin should not be given to children under 2 years of age. The safety of this medicine in children under 2 years of age has not been established. Use in elderly. Elderly patients may be more sensitive to the effects or side effects of this medicine. Tell your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, including aspirin and other NSAID medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: heartburn, indigestion, stomach ulcer, or other stomach problems, bowel or intestinal problems such as ulcerative colitis, kidney or liver disease, high blood pressure or heart disease, history of chest pain, angina, heart problems, or stroke, history of swelling in the feet or ankles, a tendency to bleed or other blood problems, diabetes mellitus or sugar diabetes, psychiatric problems, seizures or fits, epilepsy, Parkinson's disease, asthma, eye disease, currently have an infection. Arthrexin may hide some of the signs of an infection. This may make you think, mistakenly, that you're better, or that it is less serious than it might be. Signs of an infection include fever, pain, swelling, or redness. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Arthrexin. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks, and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Arthrexin and affect how it works. These include aspirin, salicylates, or other NSAID medicines, e.g. ibuprofen, or diflunisal. Anticoagulants such as warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots. Cardiac glycosides such as digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure or irregular heartbeats. Lithium, a medicine used to treat mood swings and some types of depression. Probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout. Diuretics, also called fluid or water tablets. Some medicines used to treat high blood pressure or heart conditions, including ACE inhibitors or beta blockers, or medicines used in combination with a thiazide diuretic. Decongestants. Cyclosporin, a medicine used to prevent organ transplant rejection or suppress the immune system. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and certain types of cancers. Corticosteroids, an anti-inflammatory medicine. Mifepristone, a medicine used for medical abortion. Quinolone antibiotics and vancomycin. Gold preparations. These medicines may be affected by Arthrexin, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while taking Arthrexin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Arthrexin. How do I take Arthrexin? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many capsules you need to take each day. The dose will depend on the condition being treated and your response to the treatment. Your initial dose will be maintained or adjusted until a satisfactory response is noted. The dose varies from patient to patient. The usual dose is between 50 mg and 200 mg per day, given in divided doses. Elderly patients may need smaller doses. The dose for menstrual cramps, period pain is usually 125 mg capsule every 8 hours, starting with the onset of bleeding or cramps. Tell your doctor of any changes in your condition, as you may require a change in the dose of Arthrexin. How to take it? Swallow the capsules whole with a full glass of water. Arthrexin may also be taken with food, milk, or an antacid, if advised by your doctor or pharmacist. This may help reduce the possibility of stomach and bowel problems. When to take it? Take Arthrexin with or immediately after food. How long to take it? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you to. Depending on your condition, you may need this medicine for a few days, a few weeks, or for longer periods. As with other NSAID medicines, if you are using Arthrexin for arthritis, it will not cure your condition, but it should help to control pain, swelling and stiffness. If you have arthritis, Arthrexin should be taken every day for as long as your doctor prescribes. For sprains and strains, Arthrexin is usually only needed for a few days. For gout, Arthrexin can be stopped when all symptoms subside. For menstrual cramps, Arthrexin should be taken at the start of bleeding or cramps and continued for as long as the cramps last. If you forget to take Arthrexin, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the capsule as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure whether to skip the dose, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to use your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Arthrexin, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much Arthrexin, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131 1126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include nausea, vomiting, intense headache, dizziness, confusion, fatigue, numbness, or fits. What should I know while taking Arthrexin? Things you must do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Arthrexin. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. Arthrexin may cause prolonged bleeding and may need to be stopped before surgery. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Tell your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while using Arthrexin. You get an infection while taking Arthrexin. Arthrexin may hide some of the signs of an infection and may make you think, mistakenly, that you're better or that it is less serious than it might be. Signs of an infection include fever, pain, swelling, or redness. Things you should not do. Do not take more than the recommended dose unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take Arthrexin to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Arthrexin affects you. As with other NSAID medicines, this medicine may cause dizziness or lightheadedness in some people. If this occurs, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. If you drink alcohol, the dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Drinking alcohol. If you drink alcohol, the dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Things to be aware of. Arthrexin can increase blood pressure in some people, so your doctor will want to check your blood pressure from time to time. As blurred vision is a possible side effect of long-term therapy with Arthrexin, patients should visit their optometrist for regular eye checks. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in their original pack until it is time to take them. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car or on windowsills. Heat or dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Arthrexin. Arthrexin helps most people with pain or inflammation, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. If you are over 65 years of age, have liver or kidney problems, or a diabetic, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal related. Stomach upset or pain, including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, cramps, loss of appetite, heartburn, or indigestion, possible symptoms of an ulcer in the tube that carries food from the throat to the stomach. Some of the stomach upset, such as nausea and heartburn, may be reduced by taking the capsules with food or an antacid, if advised by your doctor or pharmacist. Constipation, diarrhea. Nervous system related. Hearing disturbances such as buzzing or ringing in the ears. headache, dizziness, lightheadedness may occur in the first few days of treatment. If this worries you or continues, contact your doctor. Tiredness, change in mood such as depression, anxiety, or irritability. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These are the more common side effects of Arthrexin. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal related. Severe pain or tenderness in the stomach. Heart and blood related. Fast or irregular heartbeats, also called palpitations. Signs of anemia, such as tiredness, being short of breath, looking pale. Unusual weight gain or swelling of ankles or legs. Kidney or liver related. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Yellowing of the skin and eyes, also called jaundice. Dark colored or cloudy urine or pain in the kidney region. Difficulty in passing water, urinating, or a sudden decrease in the amount of urine passed. Nervous system related. Eye problems such as blurred vision or difficulty seeing. Drowsiness, disorientation, forgetfulness, shakiness, sleeplessness, nightmares, tingling, or numbness of the hands or feet. Other signs of frequent or worrying infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal related. Vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. This may occur at any time during use and without warning. Bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. This may occur at any time during use and without warning. Allergic reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Sudden or severe itching, skin rash or hives, blistering or peeling of the skin. Asthma, wheezing, shortness of breath. Other severe dizziness, lightheadedness or fainting. Seizures or fits. Pain or tightness in the chest. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these very serious side effects. This list includes very serious but rare side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Arthrexin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Indomethacin, 25 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Sodium starch glycolate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Magnesium stearate. MT hard gelatin capsules bovine size 3 white opaque / white opaque G3 ICSRA 0399 ARTGPI number 1401186. Upper code black A10259 ARTGPI number 1659. Potential allergens. Sulfites and sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Arthrexin looks like. Arthrexin capsules are white opaque hard gelatin capsules, marked IN25 on both body and cap. Each carton contains 50 capsules, OSTAR 353404. Who distributes Arthrexin? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30-34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in June 2024. Arthrexin is a Viatris company trademark. Arthrexin_CMI/JUN24/02.